Hello, and welcome to a very somber Best Boys. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, 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 yeah, ooh.
Those are the wails of the dead.
So, I've been looking forward to this movie. I probably shouldn't have been, but I have been looking forward to it. It is My Friend Dahmer.
Yes.
Now, it is based off a book by, what's the author's name, Joe?
Durf Backderf.
Now, Joe, don't be rude. What's his actual name? Don't make fun of him.
Durf Backderf?
His name is fucking Durf Backderf.
Yeah.
It sounds like a fucking fighting game input. You gotta hit Durf Backderf to do the fucking Dahmer fireball where you crack a fucking six-pack in the parking lot when you're 15.
Oh, yeah, and then you masturbate to a fetal pig.
Yep. So, if this intro is any indication, it's gonna be a really fun episode. Don't have a DVD cover. This has only had a digital release.
Yeah, this,
as of now.
This just came out.
Yeah, maybe it'll get one in the future.
So
we're going to go ahead and watch it on Google Play, and we'll be back with you guys in a bit. All right, so that was My Friend Dahmer.
And let me tell you, I'd always be willing to give Dahmer a hug.
Yep, Jeffrey Dahmer is the most human. He's the most human of the serial killers, which sounds like I'm a fucking psychopath. But you know who's a real psychopath? Jeffy Dahmer. Did they give him a silly nickname? I don't remember.
I believe it's Jeffrey Theodore Dahmer. I think that's his middle name.
Oh, okay, yeah. So this movie, it follows Jeffrey Dahmer from basically just senior year, right? Started senior year to about 2 weeks after he graduates high school.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, this is going to be a first for Best Boys, because I haven't seen this movie before either, so.
Yeah, Mystery Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Mystery Shet. What is it, though? What is the car in
the... Well, the Mystery Gang or whatever in
Mystery
Scooby-Doo.
Gang.
Yeah.
Remember that episode of Scooby-Doo where the Mystery Gang went to Jeffrey Dahmer's house?
Oh, yeah, and then Scooby-Doo was just like, Shaggy, there's bloody penises on the floor!
Well, no, that was when he was in his Chicago, his Milwaukee apartment, Joe, you fucking idiot.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah, so we, first half of the movie is you're introduced to Dahmer and what his life is. And honestly, you feel really bad for Dahmer.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, basically all serial killers, if you just look at them as children and teenagers, they're all sad.
Because when they're children and teenagers, they haven't cut a bunch of people's dicks off just yet.
Yeah.
So, some of the things that we see about Dahmer's childhood, he has a little brother named David, right?
Yeah.
David, you know, he's kind of standoffish, you know, David is just really, you know, keeps to himself. Throughout the entire movie, you see people ignoring Dahmer. He's going through the high school, and you'll see people getting bullied behind him and around him. No one really messes with him that much. They just kind of ignore him. In his home life, his mom just got out of the mental ward about what?
She's been, like, in and out, and she's on all kinds of pills, and... Yeah, it was fun living with Dahmer's mom.
Oh, yeah, she wasn't outright abusive, but she was not responsible enough and was not a parental figure. That's what she was not a parent. She was not there.
Well, the thing of it is, like, Dahmer's mom was on so many different kinds of pills that she would have, like, seizures and stuff on the ground. So people think that Dahmer wasn't really impersonating that florist guy. He was impersonating his mother.
Early on in the movie, we see him in high school. He's getting ignored. He goes home. His mom's showing him, or there's an interior decorator looking around the house, and he's got cerebral palsy. And so Dahmer goes,
yeah,
making fun of him, you know, because he's mad and angry. And then so to deal with some of his stress, his dad's a chemist. And his dad, you start off thinking like, okay, his dad's a fucking douchebag. Then over time, you understand more about what's going on with his father and how his father is basically the only person that was there for Jeffrey Dahmer for his entire life. He was the only one that gave a single fuck about him.
Yeah.
So his dad's a chemist, and he lets Dahmer have a shed in the backyard where he can conduct experiments.
Oh, yeah, and let me tell you, every little boy likes experiments.
Yep, experimenting in the shed in the backyard.
Yeah.
So in that shed, he just has jars, just mason jars full of animals that he decomposes with acid. Because he likes the bones.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's at school, there's just shit happening all the time. The teachers, they don't give a fuck. Students, they're doing whatever the fuck they want. Nobody's paying attention to him, or if they are paying attention to him, it's to call him a freak and move him out of the way. So there's no stability. There's nothing in his life that's strictly normal. The closest thing to that is his father. His father is in a situation where the mom is just, she's a fucking drug addict. She's a drug addict. She's crazy. She spends all of this money. She does all these incredibly irrational things. And then the dad just can't fucking handle it. There is a scene after the dad destroys Dahmer's shed, his fucking bone shed.
Oh, yeah.
Where he comes in there and he tells Dahmer, he's like, hey, you know, I'm sorry. You know, you're my son. I shouldn't have taken out my anger on you. Here's some weights. Why don't you lift those and get real strong so you can hold people down. Oh, and that was
a mistake.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Yeah, because Dahmer looks like scrawny, but yeah, no, those weights really did help him kill a bunch of teenagers.
Yep, yep.
Well, so, no, the first kill actually was a pair of weights. He banged him around the head with the weight set.
Really?
Yep, to kill him.
Interesting. And what was that guy's name that he killed?
Steve something. Steve Nicks. It was a hitchhiker, yeah.
Yeah, Steve Hicks, Steve Nicks, something like that. Stevie Nicks. He killed
Stevie
Nicks.
Wayne.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but he fucking killed him.
Yeah.
So he's at school, his dad's getting mad at him, like, hey, why don't you join some clubs, you know, stop being such a fucking freak! His dad doesn't say that, but...
Yeah, yeah.
And so Dahmer just goes out in the hallway, he just starts going,
he starts acting like... That's basically like a club.
Yeah, he starts acting like fucking Ice Poseidon, that Twitch guy, just going, dee. And then everyone starts laughing at him, and he finally gets people to pay attention to him. So doing that, he kind of gets three sort of kind of friends.
Yeah. No, they hung out. And those are friends.
They used Dahmer as a patsy.
Oh, yeah. Where it's like a pet.
Yeah. Like where Dahmer was this weird dude that they would laugh at. You know, that sometimes, you know, people would be kind of nice to him. But for the most part, those three people, one of them being Durf Beck Durf.
Yeah, he's a lovely young lad.
Yeah,
he
was
to draw.
He would draw Dahmer.
Yeah.
And he would, like, kind of be friendly towards him, but he would never make any real attempts to include Jeffrey Dahmer, because Jeffrey Dahmer is fucking
weird.
He's
creepy, yeah.
He's fucking weird and scary and standoffish.
Yeah, he just stands there drinking, like, alcohol out of a styrofoam cup.
Yeah, he would come to school just drinking, just boom, 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 boom. But we really follow Dahmer.
The 101 Dalmatians.
Yep.
I wish that would be the sequel, the direction that Disney would take the reboot.
Well, I mean, speaking of dogs, yeah. About halfway through the movie, there's a turning point where Dahmer, after this point, he's gone. He brings a dog out to the woods. It's just a friendly little doggo, and he takes out a knife, and he holds it up to the dog's throat, and he couldn't justify it to himself. He lets the dog go, and as Joe said... he quoted Jeffrey Dahmer saying that was the last act of mercy he ever showed anything in his life.
Yeah.
So from that point on, the film, the color scheme gets darker. There's not much of a soundtrack in this movie, I don't think.
Because it would have been expensive to license out a bunch of 60s pop songs and stuff. There's a couple.
Yeah, because if we forgot to mention it in the opening, this is a very indie movie. It had like 16 different production companies associated with it, so they could get the money.
Gave $8.
Yeah, they all gave like $8,000 or something.
Yeah.
But they would do some stuff to try to be friends with them. They tried to get Dahmer into every photo in the yearbook. And...
No, it worked.
It did work, kind of.
Yeah.
And so later in the movie, near the final act, right before the conclusion, they're checking out the yearbook photos. And the lady just starts blacking Dahmer's face out with a pen.
Yeah.
It's just a giant felt pen, just wiping his face out, wiping him out from the yearbook. Which, once again, and this actually happened, this is...
Yeah, oh yeah, if you get, like, an old yearbook from that year, I mean, you can see them.
Yeah, it's, the only thing in this movie that we could tell from kind of, like, I'll admit, kind of cursory research.
Yeah.
Is that most of this was true.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Me and Joe do know a lot about the things that happened in this, such as the hitchhiker. Although I think the hitchhiker wasn't a doctor, I think it was just some dude.
Yeah, I do think, I think they just kind of added that. Because all of the, like, conversation stuff had to just be made up, because like, you don't remember what you said to Dahmer 50 years ago.
Yeah, you know, you don't remember any of that stuff, but, there's a lot of small things. It felt like the opening movie felt like a fucking Avengers movie.
Oh, because you see all the main characters?
Yeah, well, it was just like...
the main players in the Dahmer story.
It felt a little silly because they were pointing out things that us Dahmer heads, as we call ourselves, would know, such as the roadkill that Jeffrey Dahmer would take, put into the acid, put in his shed to get the bones to look at and touch and be weird with.
You can just run them together like it's a little pile of cookie dough.
Yeah, you would see the jogger. You know, and this is just in the opening section of the movie. See the jogger. There's a 20 questions where it sounds like they're asking about a serial killer. Yeah. Where it's like, do I know him? No. Does he live near here? Probably not. You know, is he... You know, they ask kind of questions like that. They'll be pointing towards someone. And at another point, when he's in the mall and his last big Dahmer. There's a whole thing called doing a Dahmer. Which is what they, what his quote-unquote friends would call it when they made him go out there and do some stuff and make them laugh. He'll go out there and go, you know, run around causing a mess, get on the floor and pretend to have a seizure.
Yeah. And like, an art guy actually did a movie like that. It's called The Idiots, where, like, they go out in public and just kind of act spastically and, like, retards and then get people's reactions around to them.
Well, they're probably YouTube superstars now.
No, that was back in the 90s. Now they're all dead.
Good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, in that thing where we had the big last Dahmer freak out, there was a clown deliberately in the scene for a very long time that looked a little bit too much like Pogo the Clown.
Yeah, although Pogo, he's got very, very sharp edges. That's why he's so scary.
Yep.
Because clowns aren't done like that. They have round face paint.
Yeah, Pogo, for those of you who don't know, is John Wayne Gacy's...
I think the audience should know.
I would hope so.
Exactly.
It was his alter ego, his clown face.
Yeah. Every night before I go to bed, I like to look up a little bit, like, about, like, maybe the Toy Box Killer, or Albert Fish, or
Andre Chikatilo.
Oh, yeah, Baba. They all call him Baba.
Big fan of Baba.
Yeah.
You know, every time before you go to bed, you're like, oh, I'm gonna play Buck, how many hands up?
But, oh,
you know.
Yeah. Let's play the spanking game, Dad. I am sleeping over the night, so...
That's true.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to put up number of fingers, and if you guess wrong, I'm going to spank myself.
But one thing did stick out to me about this movie. So Jeffrey Dahmer got a fucking date to the prom.
Yes, yeah, he did.
And I didn't. I spent my senior prom playing Left 4 Dead 2 on an Xbox 360 in a house infested with roaches.
Yeah.
And another thing, Joe... Jeffrey Dahmer has his driver's license.
Well, I don't believe in licenses. That's how I choose to exist in this universe.
Not even a license to kill?
No, I don't need one. Yeah. For my prom, I mean, I don't remember what I did. I think either for my junior year or senior year, like, some chick I didn't know asked if I was going to prom because she just wanted to get in. But I said, no, I'm not getting a suit.
Be gone.
I kind of was a lot like Dahmer in high school. They called me Columbine.
Yeah, you, unironically, Dahmer did remind me a bit of you, Joe.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with that.
Except for him, you know, having a driver's license and you not having one.
Sure, but that just means I can't go outside my village to kill. That's true. Is that not a positive for society?
That's true. But see, you can make that argument that people have to see you less. But you're on the Benevolent Buckley, you're on podcasts, you're in movies, you're in Butcher the Bakers, which is now available on Amazon.
Oh, it is.
And Redbox, I think?
No, not Redbox. It's on YouTube, you can buy it. You can buy it on iTunes, you can buy it on the Google Play Store. It's on there.
Yeah, but, so Joe, tell me a little bit more about Jeffrey Dahmer. Now, I do know some things about Jeffrey Dahmer. We have talked about serial killers on the podcast before.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was actually a pretty popular episode, the serial killers in indie game movies.
Yep. So, was there anything this movie did with Dahmer, that they got wrong, or you think they really captured really well? One thing that they missed out on, they didn't have Infinity Land in here.
Now, I don't think there would have been a good way to portray that, though, because he doesn't really even describe it much. It's just a little secret place that he goes to in his mind.
Well, I mean, they did have the cavern in the woods with the deer that was sliced open.
Oh, yeah, and that was definitely Dahmer, because that happened because he did confess that he would, like, go kill animals in the woods after he got caught. And, yeah, there was, like, a whole thing where the town thought it might be Satanists. But nope, it was just Dahmer.
Yeah, and Dahmer's not a Satanist. No. That'd be silly.
Yeah, exactly.
Dahmer is just a horribly broken human being who received absolutely no help from anyone. And as a result, he killed 17 people.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, and actually, we would have gotten him a lot sooner, too, but there was, like, a naked, bleeding 14-year-old, and the police got called, and then they just gave him back to Dahmer because they were lovers.
And they were like,
Oh, yeah, there's still police officers now. They just don't like gays.
I mean, yeah, no, I mean, like, that is literally why that happened. They're like, oh, ew, gay people. I don't know what they're doing here. Give him back. I don't want to deal with this. And then he continued killing people.
Oh, yeah. Acid in the
brains. I'm very happy that the police force now is much more accepting and definitely doesn't let things like this happen easily because they don't want to do their job or anything like that. You know what I'm talking about? Wink, 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 wink.
I mean, I've never thought of just putting together, like, an hour-long documentary of just the police slaughtering people on the streets and just releasing it for free on, like, Gorefest or whatever.
No, you could just put that on fucking eFucked, your favorite website.
No, eFucked doesn't do gore. They do porn humor.
Okay.
I mean, maybe if it's, like, a police officer, like, sexually assaulting, like, a teenager for, like, to get out of a crime or whatever, that could probably go up there.
So,
yeah.
As I was saying before, Joe.
No, I don't think they really got much wrong with Dahmer. I mean, he actually started drinking a lot earlier than it portrayed, I think, because he was already a drunk by then. And, like, so Durf Bedurf and Dahmer didn't actually really have that much in the line of conversation. But they just had to have that in the movie so that people talk in the movie. Yeah,
because the graphic novel, it's got a pretty interesting art style. I actually kind of like how it looks. It looks pretty neat.
No, yeah, he's a good artist, I think. He does some cool-looking stuff. He ain't no Junji Ito, but he's better than Jim Davis.
Dahmer, America's favorite serial killer.
Oh, yeah. Dahmer, where could my pipe be?
See, I imagine it more as, I'm trying to think of anyone else that was in his life. I guess his dad's reach around for his pipe, and he accidentally grabs a severed penis.
Oh, yeah.
Dahmer's favorite soup instead of lasagna is just penis soup.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, Dahmer really hates Fridays. You know why?
Why?
Because there aren't enough naked teenage boys in his apartment because they all went back to the Navy.
Oh, yeah, that has a lot to do with Fridays, Joe.
Yeah. No, that's whenever you have to go back.
I don't know if you know a lot about navies, Joe. If you say you do, then you officially know more than me.
Okay, yeah.
But, okay, then I'll concede you because I've seen no more.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, the Navy men are always wet. It's awful. They get barnacles.
But, yeah, there's a... For those, I'm not really quite sure how this movie would feel to someone who doesn't know the Dahmer deepest lore. Like, there was a lot of scenes that might seem kind of weird if you don't know more about Dahmer. For example, he gets a physical by the doctor, and he's checking him, and the doctor, like, looks at him kind of weird and, like, stops being all friendly and talkative. The reason for that was Dahmer popped a fucking boner.
Oh, yeah. He got a big bone.
Because that was the thing about Dahmer.
He got touched by a man.
Yeah, Dahmer was, like... He was incredibly sexually oppressed. He was in the 60s.
Yes.
And he was a gay man.
Yeah.
And because he didn't have any outlet or any help or anything like that, that added on to his multitude of other issues.
Well, the thing of it is, it was only slightly more repulsive for society to take acid and try to, like, smush it into a man's brain to make him a sex zombie rather than just penetrate his bottom.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
But couldn't you just penetrate the top if you drill the hole into it?
That was some of his reasoning, yes, because you make another hole, you go...
Someday I'm going to learn to never say something like this. Every single time you follow it up with the sound effects that would be associated with that happening.
I mean, I have a talent because I can do a lot of things with my mouth. I can make a lot of liquidy sounds. I can swallow without having anything in my mouth.
Joe, I will beat the fuck out of you if you swallow loudly into the air.
Look it. I have no liquid in my mouth, correct?
right, fine, do it, fine. Yeah, see, there you go. There's your fucking superpower,
Joe. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's like a magic trick.
This episode has been a complete disaster.
Has it?
I really liked this movie. I thought it was very fun. It's the only serial killer movie I've ever seen that does not have any of the confirmed kills on it. You never see Jeffrey Dahmer kill anyone. Any person.
No, no.
You do see him tear apart a fish. Yeah, you do see him just fucking slit a fish.
Oh, yeah, that actually happened. They were, like, fishing all together, and then Dahmer just started tearing apart a fish.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else Dahmer killed. There was this weird dude that he went out into the woods with that gave him a gun, and then Dahmer's like, no guns, and then walked away.
Yeah, I don't think Dahmer ever really did use guns.
Too impersonal.
Yeah.
But so the movie ends at Dahmer's first victim. 2 weeks after school comes out, he picks up that hitchhiker, and then it kind of fades to black and says, you know, this guy went with Dahmer to the Dahmer house, never seen again. Dahmer was arrested in...
in the 90s. Right in the very early 90s, or maybe late 80s.
Wow, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
He was arrested then for, you know, murdering 17 young men, and...
Yeah, Dahmer was killed, like, right around my birthday. Awesome. Yeah, it's like a little bit a year off. Oh, I just think I could have been burned with Dahmer in the world. And that world would have been a better place. Because, I mean, he was sad. He was sad about it. It's like he was on medication. He probably could have been saved.
Yeah, he would get blackout drunk every time that he killed someone.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I mean, it's the saddest one of the serial, the big hitters, because it could have been easily prevented. If there were I think if he had counseling... He could have turned out okay.
I think most serial killer tales can be prevented. You just don't horrifically abuse or rape a child, and then most of them won't have happened.
Yeah. Hopefully that can happen more in our future, where people just, you know, don't become serial killers.
Well, now it's moved on. It's too hard to do. Now you just freak out.
You know what you do now? Now you make Tide Pod challenges that have teens kill themselves for you.
I mean, because,
Hey, Joe, I found this cool thing on my phone. It's called the Blue Whale Challenge. You want to try it out? It's really cool.
Is that whenever I take, like, those, like, little chips that look like whales, like, covered in Cheeto dust, and you just go, I'm gonna eat three handfuls.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. I don't know. Here, I'll show you after we finish the recording.
So. Oh, I like challenges, because you know why? I always challenge myself to be a better person.
Yeah, you're mentally challenged, Joe.
Well, and you know what? I think there's nothing wrong with that, because we all grow as people, and that also means I can say things like retarded. So that's fun.
So, I enjoyed this movie.
Yeah.
If you are not a Dahmer head, it might be a bit different of an experience for you. But for someone who knows the end conclusion of Dahmer's story, it was really interesting. And they did a lot of fun... I don't want to say fun stuff. That's not the right word. But they did a lot of interesting stuff and showing it how you get to follow this person. You get to sympathize with him. You get to see his situation. You get to sympathize with the father. You can see the chain of events that lead to what he becomes.
Yeah, yeah, because if you stop at boiling animals in acid and then masturbating over the bones, I think that's a fine pastime. That's kind of okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anything that you want to say, Joe, before we finish up the episode?
Oh, back whenever I was in high school, what I would do was, I'd get on top of the stairs. It'd be like three layers of stairs, so one, two, three, and down. And then I would just gather people around and spit on people below. And that was just kind of something I did for amusement.
Uh-huh. And now, did anyone laugh when you did this, or did they say, Joe,
stop it? Yeah, it was kind of, I mean, I got big thumbs up.
I mean, I guess we'll end this on this. I'm glad you did not become a serial killer, Joe. Well, there's still time.
Well, see, because the thing of it is, there's no good way for me to. In order to carry out a serial killing today, I mean, what I think would have to be the logical conclusion of that, if you really were God and you wanted to prove it to everyone, what you would do is you would just go out to the middle of nowhere and just cruise around until you find someone alone, and then you shoot them in the back of the head and you drive away.
All right, so Joe's giving me a look now, so I'm going to stop recording this so I don't have any more incriminating evidence against you once you eventually just fucking snap and lose it on the set of The Benevolent Buckley.
The Benevolent Buckley Show. Yeah, we're up on YouTube. 6 episodes you guys can enjoy of me playing a kind of Crypt Keeper guy.
Check him out if you, for some reason, want to hear more of Joe before he's put into jail for being a fucking serial killer.
This would... there's a lot of evidence, because I've been on so many podcasts now. You'd be able to mine a ton of, like, little audio clips of me if you wanted, if you needed to make a documentary. So, just download them now before they get taken down.
Or don't. I mean, I'll probably keep you up once you kill him. So, I'm going to hit stop now, promised.
Cool. Okay.
All right, Joe, back off. Okay. Joe, get back.
Okay.
Hello there, Let Me Tell You About fans. You may recognize me from the Chris Chan episode and the Making an Indie Movie episodes. We'd like to acknowledge your generous support on Patreon. And to celebrate it, I've made up a special bonus episode. A lot of people have said that they want me to have my very own podcast, so I've devised a bicentennial eating podcast where I eat food and you get to listen to it right next to a microphone. So right next to me I have a bag of baby carrots, a can of Coca-Cola, and then for dessert, a fudge Pop-Tart. So I hope you enjoy this. Excuse me there, folks. I'm like a brontosaurus. Gonna try a bit of this Pop-Tart now. It's very dry. Excuse me, folks. All right, yeah. You know what? After all the carrots, it's like eating sand. Almost done with the carrots now. And here comes the last one. Ooh, let's finish up the Coca-Cola. Now, for those of you listening at home, you can try this out with a beverage of your own if you like. And that about wraps it up for this episode. You can join us over at the Discord if you like. There'll be a link in the comments. And we would appreciate it so much if you would consider giving money to the Patreon, you know? It's like PBS. In order to keep this show running, we have to have your money. And I can guarantee that none of it goes to me, because I can't be trusted with money. I mean, I'm basically like a walking child. I'll buy magic cards or something with it. If you enjoyed the content I put out, then why don't you head on over to The Benevolent Buckley Show? It's a YouTube web series where I play a Svengoolie-like horror host of a public access TV show. The show's a disaster from day one, and rest assured there'll be plenty of throw-up, blood, and piss. Everyone involved put a ton of work into making this thing happen, so we hope you enjoy.